Chapter 3. Sergeant Greg Davis had been with the Bellows Falls Police Department for 17 years, a record broken only by his chief. Unlike Latour, however, Davis was an extrovert, stimulated and satisfied by his job. He relished the learning process in whatever form, and made an effort to attend any conference or meeting he could to pick up pointers and make contacts. As a result, he was both well-known and well-liked throughout the state. Also, for the moment, he was the department's sole sergeant, standing alone between the chief's office and the rank and file. It was for this reason, along with my general respect for the man, that I sought him out following my reconnaissance. Organizationally, he and I occupied middle rungs on the ladder, a connection I hoped would stand me in good stead. Since Davis was on duty, he told me he'd swing by the police department parking lot to pick me up. It seemed like driving around Bellows Falls was going to be my first day's primary activity.
"Sorry we're meeting again under these circumstances,"
he said after I'd settled into his passenger seat and exchanged greetings.
"What do you make of all this?"
I asked him. His answer was understandably guarded.
"Suppose anything's possible."
I looked out the side window at the parade of passing houses and rephrased something I'd asked Tony Brandt. "Back home, we get a sexual harassment charge. We check it out first ourselves. It's only after we think it's real that we bring in an outsider." There was a long pause. Davis pulled into one of the side streets and headed west.
"What did the chief say?"
The question brought back Latour's defensive reaction when I'd asked him about Paget's culpability. He made hopeful noises that it was smoke with no fire. Davis snorted.
"Don't I wish?"
He also said a few uncomplimentary things about Norman Bouch. This time the other man laughed.
"Doesn't he wish? Latour's been grinding his teeth about Bouch for years, but he's never been able to lay a finger on him."
He made it sound more personal than that.
"Now that his fair-haired boy is in a jam, you bet."
I chose from several questions.